The highest honor I have ever had in public life is this evening. A man that I've looked at and admired for a tremendously long time, whose books I've read, whose video clips I watch avidly as my daughter watches Glee. A man that I admire, the champion of the Constitution, a defender of free markets, and the next president of the United States, Dr. Ron Paul.
And tonight, three more prominent South Carolina state senators are joining the Ron Paul revolution. Senator Kevin Bryant, Senator Lee Brandt, and Senator Danny Verdin joined the campaign. So can the iconoclastic Texas Libertarian pull off a surprise in South Carolina? Who better to ask about this than Reason TV editor-in-chief and co-author of The Declaration of Independence, D-E-N-T-S, Nick Gillespie. Now, Gillespie, you know, your book is the only one that I have to spell a word in the title every time I mention it, because it's such a clever play on words. Congratulations on a great book. I think you probably heard my interview with Dick Harpootlian. What do you think? Yes. Is South Carolina so wedded to the influx of the government brought by conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats that they'll never vote for a libertarian? Or is big government finally getting to even these people?
I think those are two distinct but related questions. And the short answer is I don't think South Carolina is ready to put Ron Paul in first place in the Republican primary. I think, like in New Hampshire, he's going to do better than expected, which might be the same thing. The real question for the Ron Paul candidacy and for his insurgency, if you will, is what happens next. At the national level, he is getting better and better in terms of his poll results. A recent CNN poll showed that he was in a dead heat with Barack Obama in a one-on-one matchup. This is a significant increase from where he was nationally a couple of months ago. So I think his message is getting out. South Carolina, though, is a big government state, and it's also one that is very religious, and it doesn't like Ron Paul's message of personal freedom. I mean, they want the Santorums, the Newt Gingriches, right, the Mitt Romneys of the world, who are going to lecture people about things the government has no business being involved in.
Nick, do you agree with me? Ron Paul stays in this race. I mean, Rick Perry will probably be back to Texas by Sunday. Ron Paul stays in this race no matter what happens. He stays in this race through Florida. He stays in this race through Super Tuesday. And a lot of these races have a proportionate voting system. So his 20% here, his 25% there is going to allow him to accumulate delegates. What is the establishment of the party going to do with him?
That's a good question, because I think it's more, let's face it, it's more a question of what does Ron Paul want to do to the establishment in the Republican Party, because he's in the catbird seat here. He is bringing not just a sizable number of people that is growing every day, but these are the people who are intense followers. Mitt Romney, nobody would walk across the street to pull his head out of a puddle of water. Ron Paul is the guy that people are, you know, walking on their hands and knees. They are making pilgrimage for this guy because, as an earlier guest, Steve Moore, was talking about, he excites people and he engenders the kind of idealism and optimism. He's the hope and change agent that Barack Obama was talking about being in 2008. So Ron Paul is in a very good position to start dictating the future of the Republican Party and push it in a libertarian direction, which is where it needs to go. We don't, at this point, the Republican Party is an echo of the Democratic Party. It's big government. It wants to control your business and your boardroom and your bedroom. That's not going to cut it. Where the action is independence. They are the largest group in American politics. People are leaving the Democratic and Republican parties in record numbers. Right. Voter identification is way down, and it's because people want what Ron Paul is talking about: less government, more freedom.
Got it. Nick Gillespie, a pleasure as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.